So great to be learning together. Shorei Oraz, Women's Shiva of the Week. And we're going to talk about this week about a big issue about whether women making shachianu on when they light candles on Yom Tov. So this is a this is a whole discussion. So Rav Yaakov Emden, the major Ashkenazi poskim in the 18th century, the time of the American Revolution, writes that many women who do say Shachianu at the time when they light Yom Tov candles, but there's really no basis for this in the halakha. And Rav Avadya takes this in Shelot Yeshuvot Yechavadat, Chelet Gimel Siman Lamedaled. He takes this very, very seriously, and he notes that it's strongly based in the Rishonim, so the Or Zoruah, where he says you don't make Shachianu when you light candles. He quotes in the Sefer Leket Yosha, that's the author of the Chumat HaDeshen, also says the same thing. So you have, and he's quoting the Yerushalmi that says this. Not so clear where this appears in our Yerushalmi. And so this is pretty big. Now there is a comment that Rav Yaakov Emden makes in the 18th century, is supported by the Or Zoruah, the author of the Baal of the Chumat HaDeshen. That's a major point, especially if it appears in Yerushalmi, which is not so clear, but the Or Zoruah said that it does. So that has some serious weight. And Rav Avadya really rides this very, very strongly. And he says that that there's a serious downside to a woman saying Shachianu on Hadlakat Nero, because he says, since the proper practice, according to everybody, even according to Ashkenazim, is to make the bracha on candlelighting on Yom Tov candlelighting before the bracha. So you're making the bracha, Ladlik Ner Shel Yom Tov, and then you can make a Shachianu. It's a problem because it is a hefsek. It's an improper interruption between Ladlik Ner Shel Yom Tov and the lighting of the candle. That's not what he's doing, throwing the Shachianu in. So that's not okay. So even though the Gemara in Eruvin says that Birkat Hazman, that Shachianu, you can say any time that it's relevant. You can say it even on Sukkot. You can say the Shachianu on Sukkot, not necessarily in Kiddush. You can even when you're walking in the market, you could say the Shachianu on Sukkot. Doesn't necessarily be done in Kiddush. So the women say it when they light candles, but there's a serious downside to it because it's considered to be a hefsek. So Rav Avadya takes a pretty strong stand. He says here like this, that he concludes women who make the Shachianu when they're lighting the candles on Yom Tov, there's no basis in the halacha, and it's proper for them to do it, and they should have kavanah to be Yotze with the bracha of Shachianu and the Kiddush of Yom Tov, the way that it's supposed to be done. And not only that, he even goes as far as to say that if the women did make the Shachianu when they're lighting candles, they should not answer Amen when they hear the husband saying Shachianu and Kiddush, which is quite a statement, because they have steak between the bracha Bar Pir Geffen and actually drinking from the Kiddush. So that's quite a statement from Rav Avadya on that. And Rabbi Lebhar takes strong exception to both points from Rav Avadya. So first of all, he writes the hefsek concern is not such an issue, and even Rav Avadya notes you have a raya to this. Then the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there's a whole question: should you say Shachianu? So that's famously what we do is, at the recommendation of the Rosh, what we do is we take a new fruit. And you have Kavanah with a Shachianu on the new fruit, since it's not a bracha levatalah. How does that solve things? It still should be a hefsek. So why should we say the Shachianu at the Kiddush? Say the Shachianu after you drink from the wine. If you were really, really concerned that perhaps that Shachianu is unnecessary, not just enough to have a new suit or a new fruit, you shouldn't say the Shachianu at all before you actually drink from the wine. you should just drink from the wine, then make the shachiyadu and on the new fruit. So this way you solve all problems. Apparently, saying shachiyanu between the berkat mitzvah or berkat hananin and actually drinking from it or actually doing the mitzvah is not a hefsek. That's where Rabbi Lebhar comes to that conclusion. That seems to be the approach to the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Yaakov Emden as well, because Mishnah Berurah says that those women who do have the minhag to make the Sheikh Shechiyanu Hadlaka, so if they do that, Ein Limchot Biyadan, you don't have to protest them. To give them a hard time, you don't have to worry about it being, apparently the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Yaakov Emden are not concerned about the Shechiyanu being a hefsek. They just don't see the positive in it. And they say ein limchot. And certainly Rabbi Lepar says ein limchot. And there's another thing. I mentioned this to my wife, and she said, "How can you tell a woman who's been for generations making the bracha of Shechiyanu on Yom Tov? This is being handed down for the generations. You're breaking a tradition." That's true. It's a powerful tradition, you're breaking a tradition. That's not so simple. So if a woman has a minhag to make this bracha, she should continue to make that bracha. Perhaps even some Sephardic women. Rabbi Lebhar says there's some Moroccan women that have this minhag. So it doesn't seem to be that there's a downside in making that shachiyanu of hefsek. And therefore, if a woman has a tradition in her family to make a shachiyanu at Yom Tov, there's a basis for her to continue making the shachiyanu. But if she doesn't know what her minhag is, or for sure if her minhag is not to say it, then she shouldn't make a shachiyanu. If she doesn't know, then no, make a shachiyanu at the time of Hadlakat Nirot. Now, in terms of the concern for answering Amen being a hefsek, that's a unique view of Rav Avadja, Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Minchat Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, all disagree with that, that it's not considered to be a hefsek, because that's part of the Seder of the Kiddush. It wouldn't be a hefsek between the Birkat Hazman and the Bar Perekef and actually drinking of the wine. What's the downside of answering Amen? It's part of the Seder Kiddush and would not be a hefsek between Barbara Geffen actually drinking from the wine. So only just one point that Chacham Ben Sion Abba Shaul makes, that if a woman is going to make Shechiyanu after she has lit the candles for Yom Tov, then already she can't do Melacha. She can't make a tonight. She can't make a condition saying that I'm going to do Melacha after candle lighting, because once you make a Shechiyanu, then you've already ushered in the Yom Tov. So that's a very important point. Okay, wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.